Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Tony Alamo, and we're reading through the Bible. We're in the book of Romans, chapter 2. There are 29 verses in this chapter. We also have a couple of letters and some news reports. And also, we have part 13 of the fullness, of the receiving the fullness of the stature of the Lord Jesus Christ. And right now, let's all go up to the throne to ask the Lord to bless, to anoint this service to where it becomes a blessing to everyone that hears it in the world. Even the people that are in the United Council of Churches, the One World Government, the One World Church, everything. We know that there's a lot of people being controlled by Satan in the world. We can see that in the news every day, and we can see it in the way that the structure that the Bible, the structure of the government that the Bible tells would be in place is in place at this moment. And so we just pray that everyone will be able to know and understand these things by these messages that are from the Bible, the Word of God. So, Father, we ask that you anoint everyone, anoint this message, everything that's being said on this tape, and open up every heart, soul, mind, and strength to receive it. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now we have a couple of letters. where's the first one from?
From Scott, Arkansas.
All right, hear that.
Dear Pastor Alamo, I am amazed at how well written your articles are. I have gotten your literature 3 times so far in North Little Rock. They have been left on my car. So I went to your website and have been reading it for hours. I believe you are definitely doing the Lord's work by getting out in the world and saving souls. I believe that should be our mission in life. I also agree with your stand on the Catholic Church. It is an abomination to God to Hail Mary or to confess your sins to anyone but the Lord Jesus himself.
It's also an abomination for them to have started all the wars and their crusades to destroy and kill Christians the way they destroyed and murdered a bunch of Jews, millions of Jews in World War II, and the things that they're doing in the world today. And there's so much proof in the way that they are doing everything today, even including their fake news media presentations, which we have news reports on that in just a minute. Okay, and then go ahead.
I also do not understand how the Tony Alamo name can be so misunderstood when you are winning so many souls for Jesus. Last night at Walmart, I saw some of your guys passing out tracts and met one of them and told him I had been reading your website all morning. I told him I thought y'all were doing a good thing. Please put me on your email list, and I will continue reading all your articles. I have been slacking in my church attendance, but after reading all your literature, I now believe that I should put God first and make spreading the word about Jesus a big priority in my life, like y'all are doing. Once again, I agree with what you are doing. Thanks, Nicole Young.
Oh, praise the Lord. Yeah, if I hadn't started doing what I'm doing now, the people in the world would not be aware of what is happening worldwide today. All right, now we have another letter as well, right?
This is a response from Mobile, Alabama.
All right.
A born-again Christian woman named Delma called from Mobile, Alabama to say many good things. She received a piece of Pastor Lamo's literature entitled, Should We Show the Same Mercy to the Pope as We've Shown to Terry Schiavo? On the dashboard of her truck. She said she cried all night because Pastor Alamo touched my heart. She said, he's the best minister I ever heard. He touched me to tears.
Well, you know, there's a minister, an attorney out here named Dan Hahn. He was the top attorney in the Saugus Newhall Valencia area, and he stated in the New York Times that I was the world's greatest evangelist. That was, it was mentioned in the Los Angeles Times. I believe it was the Valley Times. And then go on.
What he told was the truth. What happened to Terry Schiavo shouldn't have ever happened. If Pastor Alamo had been able to get to Terry, she would have been able to be alive today. Delma said that she loves people. She's been a waitress for 8 years after losing her husband 10 years ago, and she donates to people that need help, and she wants to help Pastor Alamo in the wonderful work that he is doing, and will be sending a donation to the Alamo Church. She asked to receive Alamo Ministries tracts and letters and was very elated to hear she could also receive Pastor Alamo's messages on cassette tape.
Oh, praise the Lord. It just goes to show that the average person on the street realizes the truth when they hear it. And it's just breaking out all over. The things that I started teaching people around 40 years ago regarding the news media being Satan's mouth. The Bible states that Satan would be given a mouth. The world government would be given a mouth, and that is the news media. And there, it is contrived, it's taped up by the government and put on national television and newspapers, and woe be unto any one of the newscasters that don't print or talk about that which the Vatican tells them to do. And another thing, too, the Vatican put out a false statement, and it was found on a man in a house of prostitution. It was the protocols of the children of Zion, or the people of Zion, which has a plan for take over the world, which was a Vatican document planted on a Jewish person. And since then, they came up with a red fog over America, and that it's the Jews that's taking over everything. The Bilderbergs and the Rothschilds and all kinds of other people, even though Rothschilds are not Jewish. They are Jewish, and so on and so forth. But they listed a whole Warburg and all those people. But it is another one of the Vatican smoke screens to take the heat off of them so that people don't know where all this corruption is coming from and where this absolute conspiracy to rule the world is coming from. Satan himself at his major headquarters in Rome. But of course, they've got it together so much now that they're everywhere. It's like a friend of mine stated, who had written many books about this. He stated that the Vaticanites are like termites. They have bored themselves into every fiber of government and every walk of life. And his name is Averill Manhattan. He's written many books. He is such an intellectual type person and exposed them to the point that some of his writings are very dry, but they're absolutely true. When I wrote Pope's Secrets, he sent me a telegram saying, "Bravo, what a wonderful piece of literature that breaks it down and makes it alive." So here's a couple of news articles from a couple of patriotic magazines. Just go ahead.
This first one's titled Dissident Voice. Several political commentators have received grants from federal agencies, and the Bush administration has increased the practice of distributing government-produced news segments. The Bush administration anonymously pays journalists to write positive stories about them to manipulate the public. The government has been producing, quote, video news releases, VNRs, prepackaged to look like independent news, and distributing them to local television stations across the U.S., and the stations fail to identify the government as the source.
Right, and they hire actors to do it, to bring these newscasts. As I said before, the Pope, John Paul II, was an actress, because this thing was homosexual as you can get. And I've been hung up on while doing interviews when I'd say that. But the whole regime is a bunch of actors and actresses. Just listen to the rest of this.
Making viewers think they are watching genuine news. The Government Accountability Office, GAO, calls this a form of, quote, covert propaganda, unquote. Dr. Jack Berman, former Assistant Secretary of Commerce, said that, quote, the president administration has cowed the American media to the point where many dare not oppose public policies or particularly those proposed. That was from the American Press. How free? Question mark.
How free? The American Press, how free is it? It isn't free at all. As a matter of fact, it doesn't want to be free. It is actually totally their possessions of Satan. The Lord said that this would be Satan's government, Satan's one world church. And that's why the government doesn't want anyone that says they're Christians to be talking about the political structure and showing them that in the Bible it tells of all these different things that are happening today. How could we possibly preach the gospel if we didn't tell you the political structure that the Bible says would exist just before he comes back to earth again? So they want to penalize you, throw you in prison, murder you, anything like that, if you're telling them what the Bible says in regard to the political situation in the world in the last days, and that it's of Satan. Like every time I've been taken into court, and I've been taken into court hundreds of times for distributing literature and so on, they always ask me, do you believe that the government is the devil? And I couldn't believe my ears. Or, what do you have against the Pope? Well, I'd say, my attorneys would say, please, don't say that the government is the devil, it's the devil's government. No, I said, well, it is demonic, but it's only because of the fact there's a bunch of demonic people that are under the influence of the spirit of Satan. The spirit of Satan lives in them. And they are definitely doing the things that Satan wants them to do, that the Bible says that they would be doing. And I said, don't feel bad, boys. I said, you know, because before I was a Christian, I used to be as possessed with the devil as you people are. They asked me that in court over in Los Angeles on a bail hearing, and that shut their mouths. I said, I'm not saying government per se is the devil, but there's many people in the government, and a whole bunch of them, the majority of them that's going along with this, that are possessed with the devil just like I was before I was saved. But the Lord is able to deliver every single one of you if you'll come unto him just as I have. Now, I came unto the Lord about 40 years ago. Now, keep reading, okay?
This is another article. Intelligence operatives are placed inside...
Okay, but now this one is the one that tells that President Bush hires actors to applaud and give him standing ovations when he's wants the public to think that what he's saying is well accepted by the public and by the media. So when you see them giving great rounds of applause and going, yay, and all this, and it's shocking because you wonder, what in the world are people, is everyone possessed with the devil? No, they're paid actors and actresses that are being paid to applaud. Now, this is coming from what newspaper?
This is from Homogeneous News.
Homogeneous News, okay, you can pick them up on your website. Okay, so go right ahead and read. Start from the beginning again.
Intelligence operatives are placed inside newsrooms. The federal government is generating fake newscasts. Many of the newscasters are in on it, and selective news stories are chosen for the mass consumption of the American populace. The CIA instituted Operation Mockingbird to infiltrate the media. The CIA, FBI, NSC, NSA, Mossad, and other foreign intelligence agencies have taken over mainstream news media and are running fake news stories supplied by the government.
No. So they're kind of getting loose now because they really don't want you to trust in the American government any longer. That's why they're putting such nudniks into power. And they just don't want you to respect it because they want you to respect the United Nations. They don't want us to be one nation under God with liberty and justice for all. They are putting together quickly a UN world government system where the U.S. Constitution, in other words, the freedom of speech, the freedom of religion, the freedom to voice your opinion, or the truth is going to be done away with, and it's very quickly being done away with right now. We've had many people call us and tell us they were in court, and they said, well, you know, it says so in the Word of God, and the judge would just yell at them and say, don't you ever mention the word God in this courtroom, because if you do, we're going to hold you for contempt of court and throw you in prison. So we mentioned these things would happen years ago, and people just continued going on in their old sinful ways. And they think that it's going to go away. But it's not. It hasn't gone away. It's gotten worse and worse, as Bible's, God's Word said it would. And we're at the very end of time. And the Lord says that if he allowed time to go on any further, there'd be no flesh that would be able to handle it. So he's shortening the time, and he's coming back to earth soon. And this means that the great tribulations are soon to be upon us. Just today, I noticed on the news there were 3 earthquakes. More. They say that there's approximately thousands of them every week. Some of them are not mentioned. Most of them are not mentioned, of course. And look at all the pestilences everywhere. But let's finish this news article here.
The hundreds of news outlets are run by the Vatican.
Yes. They seemingly are owned by different people, but they're all controlled by the Vatican. And this protocols of the Children of Zion is a fake document, again, trying to switch the blame of the desire for world conquest on the Jews. But honestly, if you've ever lived in Israel, you know that those people are not rich at all. The Vatican banks are the ones that finance the wars, and the Vatican banks, you'll see Adolf Hitler with the Nazi war bands, and the present Pope with the Nazi war band on. You see like parades, huge parades with hundreds of nuns carrying swastikas, flags, huge flags, and all the SS men were Catholic priests, every single one of them. There are books that have been printed with pictures of them in their Nazi uniforms, and also right next to those pictures would be pictures of them in their Catholic garb. And so you say, well, you shouldn't say that. No, let's just keep being deceived, right? Let's just keep hearing these false news reports. these false news reports, they're paid with your tax money to exalt the Pope. That's why you just see nothing but the Pope when he died, just before he died, and how wonderful he was, and how he's going to be a saint. How could he be a saint when he blasphemed the Holy Spirit by saying that the Word of God is a myth? This man was no more of God than the devil is. And keep reading some more here.
The companies that own the news outlets are Vatican-controlled. Without much detail, here is a smattering of mainstream news stories admitting the truth. The Guardian newspaper Unlimited states, quote, TV news reports in America that showed President George Bush getting a standing ovation from potential voters have been exposed as fake, it has emerged. The U.S. government admitted it paid actors to pose as journalists in video news releases sent to TV stations intending to convey support for new laws about purported health benefits, unquote. The Center for Media Democracy relays that the GAO deemed the practice illegal on several fronts.
Illegal? It's a criminal offense. Why do they want to hoodwink you? Why is it they want you to believe that we who are real Christians are of the devil, and that the Pope, who is a murderer and has ordered all these different wars, and there's so much proof on that, that they're the ones that the Bible, God, said that this Vatican that sits in the Rome, the city of the seven hills, is the mother of every evil thing that's going on earth. It says she's the mother of every abomination on earth. Now, abomination, if you'll look it up, it means a very, very terrible, sinful sin, an abomination is. And this cult is said by God to be the mother of every abomination on earth. Doesn't matter what they say in this fake press releases. They are the ones that are started abortion. They're the ones that started the sex education where they turn kids on in school and then offer them birth control pills and condoms and all these sort of things. The Satan is the most vile creature that ever lived in the universe. And if you think that he's not as vile as the Bible says he is, well, you're soon to find out. If you can't see how vile things are in this world now, and they're getting worse and worse, there are things that the average person has never seen before. The dog and pony shows and the filth, actual women and men having sexual relationships with animals, videotaped, and pedophiles, and all the filth that you see happening in the world today is, and the things that you don't see, you're just seeing just a smidgen of what's really going on. It's the most vile, evil thing, and it's spread like wildfire because of the news media, Satan's mouth. This world power has been given a mouth. And you can see that it's controlled by the government, that they're paying actors to stand up and give President Bush a standing ovation for actors, just like the Pope and all of his people. They are all required to be able to act. They don't even let them on television. They have to. They're paid to keep a straight face. All while they're being interviewed and talking with such positive sounds, while all the time they're just lying like a bunch of dogs. They're paid. If they cracked one smile, they're laughing at the people. They're laughing at you people out in the world. And they're going to try to say that I'm unpatriotic. I'm not the one that is sold this country down the tubes. I'm the one that's patriotic. I'm the one that's telling us all to get together and just pray to the Lord about these people, because God's word also tells us that we can't use carnal weapons. So, but God is more than capable of destroying these people if they don't want to repent, just as he did Egypt in the days of Moses. And just as you see him destroying many other countries, look what he did to Florida, for instance, and the tsunami overseas. Okay, let's go ahead and look at the pestilence that's happening to people. People are dying like flies, in case you haven't noticed it. There isn't anybody today that can boast that they're 100% healthy, that they don't have something wrong with them. Look at Arnold Schwarzenegger. He won six or seven times Mr. Olympia contest, best body in the world, and now he's had to have a heart bypasses, I think it was two or three of them, and he looks like an old man with his bathing suit on. They ran a picture of that just the other day. All right, and then what else?
Quote, the General Accounting Office determined that video news releases touting the new Medicare law, which ran as news reports on some 40 stations, violated a ban on government-funded publicity and propaganda, unquote. Now, no one should...
So, propaganda was something they used in World War II to make the Jews look like they're real bad people. And so bad that people loved to see them destroyed. 6 or 7 million of them burned in the ovens. And that's what they're doing today, is to make Christians look bad, evil, and for the Satan and his coven over in Rome and throughout the world look like they're just golden boys. Don't believe it. believe the Lord, believe the Bible, amen, and live. Because they're laughing at you for receiving their paid actors' reports, false reports, that they're just feeding to you on the news media every day. These are government packaged news clips that the media has been told to spoon feed you. Instead of mentioning the real things that are going on Earth today that are horrible, they tell you, oh, look, here's a new panda bear that has been born today. Isn't that cute? And then they'll talk to you about Michael Jackson molesting little boys. They don't mention all the different homosexual priests that have done that, just Michael Jackson, because they also hate black people. And they'll give a few of them some jobs to make themselves look legitimate. You'd do the same thing if you were Satan, wouldn't you? And or else they'll say about this runaway bride, you know, that this is such incredible news, you know, that she ran away from her husband. Isn't that sick? And they're still talking about her. And Michael Jackson, it's just every day. That's the common news media things that they talk about while they're... they know that the people of the world are like sleeping dogs, and Satan is just lapping your brains out like a lion while you're sleeping. And, you know, it's a bit too late, but it's not too late to be saved. It's not too late to be saved, to be born again of the Spirit. So give your life to Christ. There's nothing else that you can do. This is your alternative. Just go along and keep believing this bunch of demons or the devil himself, or get saved and come unto the Lord. If you love being hoodwinked, lied, if you love to see your government, your president standing up there with a bunch of paid actors and saying, yay, we just love what you're doing. Then after they shut the news thing, okay, now everybody stand in line and get your checks, your money. We'll probably pay you in cash so there's no paper trails. All right, and then go ahead and finish.
Now, no one should ponder notions that Bush is the first president to use illegal propaganda practices.
Oh, they've been doing it for years, for God's sake. Like I told you, World War II, they started that war and financed Germany. And also Japan, and then financed us to fight them. But this is political structure. They were dumping butter and meat and beef in the ocean, cigarettes and nylons and everything to make people think that we're really in war, that there's a shortage. My wife, Susie, was married before she passed away. My wife, who passed away in 1982, was married to a boxer. He was a Jewish man also. And he became an enforcer with the Pipefitters Union. And they hired him to go and be a supervisor over these big ships that go out into the ocean and dump hundreds of millions of tons of beef and cigarettes and nylons and all the things that the government said we were short of. And they told him, of course, the movie actresses could have all those things. And they even put a stop to chocolate, and they said there was a shortage of green paint. And Lucky Strike cigarettes, their packages used to be colored green with a red bullseye in the middle. And they came up with the slogan, Lucky Strike Green has gone to war because we need that paint for camouflage. As though it was like a hard thing to make green paint. I mean, anybody, I mean, they just figure that's why they call the American people cattle. It's because they just believe everything that's on the media or in the newspapers. And, you know, it's just amazing that you people out there believe that stuff rather than the Lord. Okay, and then what else?
Yet it can't be refuted that Bush might be the most flagrantly exhibitionist of leaders since FDR. Bush spit in the face of the GAO as revealed in the following article. The Washington Post, among many others, reported, quote, "The Bush administration, rejecting an opinion from the Government Accountability Office, said last week that it is legal for federal agencies to feed TV stations pre-packaged news stories that do not disclose the government's role in producing them. Blah, blah, blah. They'll do whatever they want. Business as usual."
Yeah, so another thing, too, is they say that during the war that they don't have to give out information. So what they did is created a war on terrorism, a war on drugs, and so they can withhold information from the American public. That's a thing that they did on purpose. And you have to realize that you're living in under the world, Satan's world government. And why do you have to believe it? Because God said that's the way it is. And you can see all the different diseases and different tragedies happening that God is sending into the world in hopes that you people will repent and believe the gospel. Now, I have nothing if personal against anybody. I'm just telling you what God said. God wants me to even pray for my enemies. And he, like president, all these different presidents and kings all over the world, that they'll get saved. You're not to pray for them to, you know, to prosper. You're to pray that they'll get saved. And usually when God's going to win a soul, he makes them so they don't prosper. He'll start taking them down. He may take some of their loved ones. He may cause them to have bypass operations like former President Clinton. He'll start taking them down in hopes that they'll cry out to him and say, "Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Forgive me for all my sins." And so this is just the way God operates. And if you'll read the Bible, you'll see that I'm telling you the truth. I read my literature, too, because I break it down and I give you Bible scriptures where you can look it up for yourself. All right. Thank you, Michelle, for reading these articles. We have thousands of more articles that even will define it more. It's very shocking to the average person, but like I said before, you know, I've known these things for years and years and years. And so right now we're going to go, though, into the most important thing. And, you know, we can't win a person's soul by telling how corrupt Satan is, but we can sure win your soul by preaching the gospel. And so, Sharon, let's begin reading Romans chapter 2 with its 29 verses.
God's judgment of sin, King James Version, verse 1.
Yeah, and this is sin, everything that they're doing. They're lying to you, they're acting and everything. And so God's judgment, and they're exalting homosexuality, and just as we read in chapter 1. And you know, there's a death penalty on those that don't repent for all sin. Then what?
Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest.
Right. Now, we are not supposed to judge with our own judgment. The Word of God is judgment. And so, when we preach the Word of God, we are not judging. We're telling you what God's judgment is. And God is allowed, believe me when I tell you that God is allowed to judge. And the Bible goes on to say in other chapters that dare any of you Christians go into court with the unbelievers? Because you're not going to get any justice or proper judgment there. But that we should be judging all matters ourselves by the Word of God. And then the Bible goes on to say to give the Bible, let the least esteemed in the church do the judging. You know, you don't have to be a genius to pick up the Bible and see what God's judgments are. So if there's adultery, the Bible says, okay, you can put your wife away for that. And if there's homosexuality in the church, you put them out. This is not my judgment, and it wouldn't be your judgment either. It's the judgment of the Lord. And the Bible says that if we don't use his judgment, then we'll be living in a lawless society. And that's exactly what's happening today. They have taken away the death penalty, but the Bible says that if somebody takes somebody's life, I see on the news all the time somebody that killed their little 15-year-old son, and the parents have been hoodwinked into believing that there shouldn't be any justice on that because it would not make things better in the world at all. Oh, yes, it will. If there's judgment and justice, and if people are killed for killing somebody like God said they must be, because there's a curse on the land if they don't, and we've got plenty of curses on this land. It's all been taken away from us, unless, in case you haven't noticed. They must be put, if somebody takes a life on purpose, first-degree murder, they are to be put to death. And there's no exception to the rule. None whatsoever. And that law has not changed. Jesus said, I didn't come to do away with the law. I came to fulfill it. And he tells us that in the first chapter of Romans through the Apostle Paul, that these people are worthy of death. He says that about homosexuals and lesbians. And so I'm not judging them. I'm telling you what God's judgment is. And if you're not smart enough to know that, well, then, you know, there's no point to even how would, you know, nothing that I can say would make any difference in your feeble mind. Okay, now keep going.
Therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself.
See, that's what the Satan's government is doing, is they're judging that Christians are wrong, and they must be put in prison, and they must be stopped, and that it's, they've made judgment that it's right to lie, and package news media in to make this judgment to tell you all these dirty lies. And it's all right, they've made a judgment that it's correct to commit fornication, adultery, and to teach kids to be perverts as well. They're making judgments now that it's all right to have same-sex marriages, homosexuals and everything, which God says is worthy of being put to death. And so there, that's the kind of judgment that the Lord is talking about here, that they should not judge with that kind of judgment. But the Bible clearly tells us that we are to judge all things and even ourselves so that we don't have an adverse judgment at the judgment bar of God. All right, and then what?
For thou that judgest doest the same things.
Right. You people that are judging others are the ones that if you're judging others for committing adultery, look at former President Clinton and all the other reprobates that are in the government. They're making judgments every day. They're making judgments to starve people to death if they want. They say, I don't want to live. They've made a judgment that it's okay to kill somebody, to starve them to death, or to dehydrate them to death, or even give them a needle and put them away. This is totally against God's judgment, and God says that's planned first-degree murder. Well, what are we supposed to do, just let them suffer? No, we're supposed to go. The Bible's judgment, God's judgment, is that we're to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. To lay hands on those that have pain and the pain will go away. Because by my stripes you were healed. This is a past tense situation. It was done years ago when God said that. And he also provided salvation for us, and he also provided the baptism of the Holy Spirit for us on the day of Pentecost. And all the things and prosperity, it's all provided for those that will come to the Lord, for all the riches in heaven and prosperity here on earth, and all the different things that the Lord gives us here on earth. But some people are stubborn, and they just want to rule the world. And what good has it done them? They all die, and they're all going to face God. And the Lord doesn't want anyone to rule the world. He wants to establish the kingdom, us to establish the kingdom of heaven here in this world, on earth, because it's going to come to pass. And that's what we're busy doing. And there's no way that we could possibly put things in order if we didn't tell you what God's word said, God's judgments say. He says, if you commit adultery, you're going to hell. If you're going to be fearful and unbelieving, you're going to hell in the lake of fire. If you are a homosexual or a lesbian, or a bisexual, you're going to hell in a lake of fire. That's God's judgment. All right? And I believe it, and that's why I'm not one, or I didn't had never had any ambitions to ever be such a thing as that. But it was certainly, if I would think that anyone that was a homosexual or a lesbian would certainly repent immediately, because they can see how much God hates all sin. Okay, and then what else?
Verse 2. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth.
See right there that the judgments of God are truth, and so therefore we are called to preach the judgments of God, because they're true. But your judgment to abort children, to murder them, that's a sweet word for first-degree murder, is abortion. And all the other things I mentioned. Then what?
We are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things.
Commit such things as he just mentioned in chapter 1, which is homosexuality and lesbianism, bisexuals, lascivious people, those that leer and lust after human flesh, that's going to die and rot one of these days and turn into dust. Okay, then what?
Verse 3. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God?
Do you think that if you say that you shouldn't do sinful things, and then you do sinful things, that you're going to escape the judgment of God? No, because you're a hypocrite. And all hypocrites shall spend eternity in hell in the lake of fire, because you're doing the very same thing that you're calling the world to order not to do. And how can you call the world to order when you're as bad as they are? Okay, then what else?
Verse 4. Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance?
Right. I wouldn't want to repent unless I saw how pure and good and clean and how powerful God was and is. He showed me his power many times. Then what else?
Verse 5. But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. Translation, verse 1 through 5. God's judgment of sin. You may be saying, quote, what terrible people you have been talking about, but you are just as bad, and you have no excuse, exclamation mark. When you say they are wicked and should be punished, you are condemning yourself, for you do these very same things.
Right. If you're doing the same things that you're condemning them for, well, then you're going to be judged for hypocrisy. And you're going to be judged for the very same things that they're being judged for. All right, then what?
Verse 2. And we know that God in his justice will punish anyone who does such things.
Right. If you're a homosexual and you're telling people that they can't be, you're all of you homosexuals, whether you call yourself a Christian homosexual or lesbian or a unsaved homosexual or lesbian or abortionist or a person that's had abortions, you're all going to the lake of fire. Bottom line, unless you repent and forsake such things, then what?
Verse 3. Do you think that God will judge and condemn others for doing them and not you, when you do them as well? Verse 4. Don't you realize how kind, tolerant, and patient God is with you? Or don't you care? Can't you see how kind he has been in giving you time to turn from your sins unto him? Verse 5. But no, you won't listen. You are stirring up terrible punishment for yourself because of your stubbornness in refusing to turn from your sin. For there is going to come a day of judgment when God, the just judge of all the world. King James Version.
Okay, no, we'll just continue on. Because, the Lord just says, go ahead with King James Version.
Okay. King James Version, verse 6.
That's how close I am to the Lord. He'll tell me what to do, and I just do it instantly. Then what else?
Who will render to every man according to his deeds. verse 7. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. Verse 8. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath. Verse 9. Tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile. Translation, verse 6 through 9. Will judge all people according to what they have done. Verse 7, he will give eternal life to those who persist in doing what is good, seeking after the glory and honor and immortality that God offers. Verse 8, but he will pour out his anger and wrath on those who live for themselves, who refuse to obey the truth and practice evil deeds. Verse 9, there will be trouble and calamity for everyone who keeps on sinning, for the Jew first and also for the Gentile. King James Version, verse 10. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. Verse 11. For there is no respect of persons with God. Verse 12. For as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law, and as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. Verse 13. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified.
Okay, now right there, see, in the Bible, in the New Testament, it says you have to do. And read the statement just before that. We have to work, in other words.
For as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law, and as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law.
See, it tells you that judgment is not done away with. Amen?
Amen.
So even though you claim to be in the law or without law, no matter which way, God's going to judge everybody. And the law is not done away with. Okay, that's New Testament. Then what else?
Verse 14. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these, having not the law, are a law unto themselves.
Right, but still, even though they're a law unto themselves, they still are not saved because a lot of people are self-righteous, and the Bible says that a common harlot will enter the kingdom of heaven before a self-righteous person. We still, no matter how good you think you are, you still need to be born again of the Spirit. You need Christ. You have the Adamic sin on your soul, and that has to be washed away in the blood of Jesus, and he has to live inside of you by the Spirit. And so if you say, well, I'm so good that I'm just going to get into the kingdom of God by my own merit because I've always lived a moral life, self-righteous. And there's no righteousness. There's only one that is righteous, and that's Christ. And he doesn't care whether you did good or evil. You have to accept him. He wants you to die out to your self-righteousness, your flesh, yourself, your I, and be dead on the cross with him, and then resurrected with him in new life, and ascended into the kingdom of heaven, sitting with him in heavenly places, and on top of that, reigning with him here on earth. And apart from Christ, you're nothing, and you can do nothing, he said, in the 15th chapter of the book of John. Okay, and then what else?
Verse 15, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another. Verse 16, in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. Verse 17, behold, thou art called a Jew, and restest in the law, and makest thy boast of God. Verse 18, and knowest his will, and approvest the things that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law. Verse 19, and art confident that thou thyself art a guide of the blind, a light of them which are in darkness. Translation, verse 10 through 19. But there will be glory and honor and peace from God for all those who do good, for the Jew first and also for the Gentile. Verse 11, but God does not show favoritism. Verse 12, God will punish the Gentiles when they sin, even though they never had God's written law. And he will punish the Jews when they sin, for they do have the law. Verse 13, for it is not merely knowing the law that brings God's approval. Those who obey the law will be declared right in his eyes. verse 14.
Well, the law. You know what the law is? The law is the Old and New Testament. You see what his the Old Testament sacrifices that they've been done away with now, and now it's the graduation. It's like you went to kindergarten, and then you keep going, and then all of a sudden Christ comes, and then you no longer have to go back to kindergarten, the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh grade, and eighth grade. You now have graduated into high school, or so to speak. You accept Christ, and then you begin receiving the fullness of the stature of Christ, and that takes time. It takes you begin experience the life of Christ by experiencing Him in you, allowing Him to live out His life in and through you by doing the works. Okay, then what else?
Verse 14, even when Gentiles who do not have God's written law instinctively follow what the law says, they show that in their hearts they know right from wrong. Verse 15, they demonstrate that God's law is written within them, for their own consciences either accuse them or tell them they are doing what is right. Verse 16, the day will surely come when God, by Jesus Christ, will judge everyone's secret life. This is my message. The Jews and the law, verse 17. If you are a Jew, you are relying on God's law for your special relationship with Him. You boast that all is well between yourself and God. Verse 18. Yes, you know what He wants. You know right from wrong because you have been taught His law. Verse 19. You are convinced...
Yeah, in other words, you've been taught His word. The Old and New Testament is the law. Then what? So when you graduate, you realize that the... the law is not done away with, and that you have to, you can't keep it unless the power of God is living in you, which is Christ. All power in heaven and on earth belongs to me, Christ said. So we invite Christ in so that we can have the power to do what? The power to keep the law, to fulfill the law, and then be led by the Holy Spirit. We receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, so that we are baptized outwardly as well as having the inward life of God in us. That is, Christ who is God. Then what?
You are convinced that you are a guide for the blind and a beacon of light for people who are lost in darkness without God. King James Version, verse 20. An instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which has the form of knowledge and of the truth in the law.
But if you have the law, but you don't have Christ living in you, then you're still lost. You're still not saved. You still can't enter the kingdom of God. You must be born again of the Spirit. Then what?
Verse 21. Thou therefore which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself? Thou that preachest a man should not steal, dost thou steal? Verse 22. Thou that sayest a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou that abhorrest idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? Verse 23. Thou that makest thy boast of the law through breaking the law, dishonorest thou God? Verse 24. For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written. Verse 25. For circumcision verily profiteth if thou keep the law. But if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcision.
And of course, every Jew or every unsaved person has broken the law, and they're all guilty. There's not one that's righteous, no, not one. So we have to come to the righteous one, the Lord Jesus Christ, and ask to be forgiven for all the unrighteousness that we've done in our life, and ask Him to live within us, and then to wash us in His precious blood that He shed for us on the cross, so that all of our sins are washed away and drowned in the sea of God's forgiveness. And then He does that, and our old man is left nailed to the cross with Him, and then we're also buried in baptism with Him, and then we're resurrected in a new life by the power of the Holy Spirit, and then we ascend immediately into the kingdom of heaven and sit with Him in heavenly places. And we're there to learn, we're to reign with Christ. And so we need to learn the word so that we can judge all things and judge righteously. It is, otherwise, if we don't do that, then we have a lawless society. If we allow murders to go free and not kill them, execute them, well, then you're going to have a lawless society. Don't you think, for one reason, if the death penalty is in place for old and young, that the crime will stop? When they see people, as they do in Singapore, they put you before a firing squad. There's virtually very little crime. The only time crime really exists there, I'm told, is when a merchant ship comes in or something, and the sailors, they'll catch a sailor smoking pot. They'll take him right off the ship and kill him there as well. They'll execute him. And there's virtually no crime there. And that's a place where the law, they put the law into place, and it should be that way everywhere in the world. That isn't unmerciful. What about all of us innocent people that are plagued because these people are allowed to continue, these murderers, first-degree murderers and mass murderers, are allowed to live when they should be put to death? And if you can't call God evil or unmerciful. He's doing that for the good people, to protect human life here on earth. There's freeway shootings out here every day almost, and these people would not be doing that if they knew that they'd be put to death for it. There's a lot of drug problems here. There wouldn't be any drug problems if the government wasn't bringing the drugs in, and if they were allowing it to happen. But the Vatican wants, the world government wants people to lose confidence in the United States judicial system, the president, and that's why we've had a lot of problems with presidents, and they want us to lose respect for authority. There's secular authority, and then there's the authority of God. So when they stop losing respect for the secular authority, they stop respecting the authority of God. And when you do that, then there's nothing but mass murders, confusion, and their news media puts that on the different murders and bodies that are being killed overseas. And we see that the young people see that, and they think, well, that's the way of life. So let's get on the freeway and start putting people to death, and let's do these things, because let's us be terrorists because we don't like society and so on. Let's just kill somebody for kicks. Let's see all these drive-by shootings. It's the government, Satan's government, that is setting the precedents for this sort of thing. And then they wonder, why are there such things being done? Thou fools, you rank idiots that can't figure that out. You know better than that. You're the ones that are causing it. Okay, now let's keep going.
Verse 26, therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision?
Okay.
Verse 27, and shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judge thee, who by the letter and circumcision dost transgress the law?
Why, but fulfilling the law means that you accept Christ into your heart, the power of God in you, because you could not fulfill the law without him in you. And so you're justified then by faith in God's operation of salvation, his faith in his entire word. His entire word is called Jesus Christ. That is the word of God who became flesh and dwelt among us. Then what?
Verse 28, for he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. verse 29, but he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit.
Right. When the Spirit of God enters into you, then you're circumcised inwardly, and then you're able to keep the law.